County Assessor. I've also served on the Mapping and Addressing Board. I'm on the State GIS Steering Committee. I've chaired the committee to update the rules and regulations as they pertain to parcel mapping through the Tax Department. And I'm serving as the Marion County GIS Chairman also. This GIS development was a vision of mine 10 years ago. And it really was a dream at first, because I had a company come by when I first became assessor in 2000. I don't know how they did it, but they gave me a proposal with costs on it, what it would cost for different aspects, some of which Rob talked about in his presentation of what they can do for certain entities. And I looked at the cost, and it was astronomical. And I thought, well, shoot, this we'll never get this done, you know. So, but it was of great interest to me because I did have an opportunity a couple different occasions to see what GIS could do, especially at the local level of making, you know, even to this point, this day, my office more efficient. And I'm an elected official. I'm accountable to the public. So it's my interest to make sure my office is the most efficient as it can be. Not only that, but I have to be accountable for any money I spend also. One of the first things that I realized through this development was the fact that number one, I had to be educated in GIS. You know, it's been around for a long time, but you'd be amazed how many people don't know what it is. You know, you come at them with GIS and they're thinking, what's GIS? GIS? No, it's a geographical information system. And that's how elementary it starts out. There's a lot of people, the common person that walks the streets and don't know what you're talking about. But those are the people that actually pay for you to give you the money to fund these kinds of projects. So it's important, number one, as far as I'm concerned, is to educate people. First, what I had to do was educate myself, and I've been very fortunate in my time. I got on the Mapping and Addressing Board in 2001, and I met Craig and Kurt, and, you know, listened to them and got some insight from them on the possibilities to, you know, how to develop a GIS program. I was very fortunate also to have access to Cliff Lovin, as I was talking to Rob earlier on. He was in West Virginia with Wolpert back in the early 2000s, and he did a lot of legwork. Unfortunately, at that time, there wasn't a lot of money around. So, you know, he was a great asset, and the fact that he came down on a couple different occasions, and when I was trying to promote GIS, he did some presentations for me. And that was my part in trying to educate others that had influence to be able to get this thing rolling. So Cliff was a huge asset at that time. And I think, you know, there was maybe only one project at that time. It might have been Raleigh County that actually got off the ground where, you know, I saw somebody bidding on projects and you know, awards. And I don't think Cliff got that. But, you know, when I called and talked to those folks down there, they were extremely impressed with their company and the way they handled things. So that's the initial part, and I think it's still a critical part of this is education of people. And I'm not talking about you all. You all know about GIS, but you have to educate politicians who have their hands on the purse strings. You have to get them to understand what benefits this is going to provide, and you have to explain it to them. One of the first presentations that I had done was one on bus route. The Board of Education asked the superintendent, I said, please come over to this presentation because they're going to show you some things that might help your business. So we had the presentation. The presentation was geared towards bus routing. He didn't show. So I went to the board office about a day later and I went over and I said, you know, we had this presentation. You know, why weren't you here? And he said, well, you know, we've been working on this bus routing all week. And he says, it's taken a week to do this stuff. I said, well, we had a presentation the other day to show you how to do it in an afternoon. So that's what you're up against. You got people that aren't educated towards what exactly this will do. And you got to get them in the room to show them. So that was a critical aspect. I went through three sets of commissioners before I finally got some guys that bought into my vision. and they had their hands on the purse strings. Once I got educated, then I started to develop a plan on, you know, what to do. And, you know, I did that based on some professionals that were there in the field at that time that lended their expertise. Like I said, that was in the very, very early stages. And there wasn't a whole lot to look out there to model what we were trying to do, you know, to look at, to talk to anybody. That was a severe problem. And when you're talking 2000, the state really wasn't doing anything in that way. So there really wasn't a lot to look at as far as developmental aspects of starting a GIS and doing what you need to do to get it done. Once I developed a plan, I realized that I needed somebody. You know, I was the hot air behind the GIS. I could BS and communicate and facilitate, but I needed somebody with some technical expertise. So I brought along Jeff Tuttle, who I hired in my mapping department originally. And Jeff has really completed my vision for this GIS project that I initiated in 2000, where the county commission has now made him GIS manager for Marion County. He has his own budget, and he is now free from my office, really, to work on, you know, the development, more development of the GIS. That was a vision I had. I never thought that would get met, but it's come to fruition. Once I started initiating the plan, then we started looking at things, and you have to solicit for cooperation amongst entities. One of the things that I see a lot of at the county level is duplication of effort. Everybody wants to be first in doing GIS and having the latest, greatest technology, and that's really counterproductive. And I know Tony's working on a state level to try and get things together, and I'm probably one of his hardest nuts to crack as far as that's concerned. In regards to allowing information to be, you know, let out. But basically, you have to go around and solicit cooperation. One of the things that I had benefits of by working with Craig and Kurt on the mapping and addressing board, I had a good relationship with my EMS director. That wasn't always the case in the county. So you have people that collide. You know, some people got along, some people didn't. I got along with mine. So we share information, we share money. He just bought my field deputies cameras, digital cameras, and as they go along doing the canvas out there, they're taking digital pictures of all the houses. So we work together to try and accomplish a single goal. And you know what Jeff and I have really worked hard at is developing relationships with people who might provide information to our GIS program. We're looking outside the assessor's office. We're looking at the circuit clerks, county clerks. We're doing an intranet right now with county agencies and municipalities, but eventually, you know, we hope to expand on that. But basically going out and soliciting agencies that might be interested in GIS development but not want the duplication of effort. One thing the county assessors have is that parcel data letter. And that's the base. So we hold the golden goose, so to speak. Everybody wants that, and the assessors maintain that, and we do property splits, and we're in charge of keeping that information fresh. So one of the things that I feel like is that GIS development is best suited to be maintained out of that office because of the data layer that we have, or data layer. Again, you know, one of the things that I felt strongly about was not duplicating effort, especially in Marion County. I do serve as the State Assessors Association GIS chair, and one of the things that we've tried to do is to try and develop a situation. Haven't been able to do it yet, but sharing, like Rob was talking about, doing counties together. But that does mean you have to cut through how many different counties political red tape that you have. It's hard enough from on your own county, but that's something that I think will be beneficial in the long run. The other thing, money. That's probably the most significant aspect of GIS that hampers its growth. It's very costly. And when I got that first proposal, I can't remember who it was, GRW, I think, out of Lexington, dropped it off, and I looked at those costs and said, my God, you know, this is never going to happen. So, you know, we, as we've gone along, we've tried to look at ways to save money and get what we need. That's been important. In Marion County in 2009, we got half foot and foot imagery. We got stereo compiled building footprints, and we have 2 foot contours for the whole county. That was one of the huge parts as far as cost goes, the hurdles. One thing we did that if I had to do over, probably it would be different, was that just the way it worked out, we did our mapping project prior to getting the ortho imagery. I would have preferred to have that reversed, but it just didn't work out that way. But we had a company out of Pennsylvania come in, and we co-goed about 15,000 parcels, and then we did best fit on the rest of the county. We had about 43,000 parcels. So we got our maps in the best shape we possibly could. And then, 2 years later, we flew and got our LIDAR and the building footprints. So we're right now just hopefully weeks away, and I'm hoping it's days, but getting our website up and running. And basically, you know, I talked about something, and I think early on with Cliff, you know, we talked about control. You don't want a lot of people having control of your GIS. Kind of want to keep it centralized. I know when you get into even dealing with the city of Fairmont in Marion County, the county has really invested all the money and done the initiative. They want to have some control over it, and they've not put anything into it. And so we're butting heads with them right now, because my interest was is to build an infrastructure layer for my county. I was looking at the GIS as an economic tool. When I have Mon County and Harrison County on either end of us, they're both developing and booming. We don't want to become a bedroom community in Marion County. You know, we want people to have jobs there, and we want our infrastructure to be in place so when you go to do economic development, you can show somebody where water and sewer is, where the power lines are, and all that kind of stuff. So even initially in 2000, that was my goal, was it was going to be an economic development tool. That still is that way, but I'm also looking for proficiency in government to make these offices, anybody that has access to this information, to make them more efficient. And, you know, this GIS will accomplish that. Again, that's my particular interest in control. I think it's important. You know, basically where we come in conflict, and Tony and I have locked horns about this, I'm probably the GIS purist antichrist, but we've spent probably in the neighborhood of $700,000 in 10 years to develop the data set. We've also built a base there in which we can host our own website. We actually have the capabilities of hosting other counties' websites. So we've done a lot of work and established the groundwork in being able to be self-sufficient in this. Unfortunately for GIS, it has to be maintenance, and that costs money. And I don't want to have to continually go to the taxpayers and say we need this amount of money and we need this amount of money to update equipment, update technology, and so what we've done there is that we've created a situation where you have subscriptions that you buy into, and it allows you access to certain information. We've set up with PayPal to be able to transfer information electronically and allow the customer to be able to access that same day once they do the transaction. There was really no accounting part of taking money for GIS set up statewide. I mean, we're blazing trails. I've had to call the auditor about accounting for money that we take in. So that's been a, not a problem, but a learning experience at the county level, was to getting something in place where you're accountable for the money, taking it in and spending. And like I said, as an elected official, you have to be accountable for money. So basically, that's what we've done there. We're creating our own system where, you know, we'll run and operate our own website. We do have a company that we hired for maintenance. And right now, we're in the process of going to bid on some 3D imagery. And it's basically a truck with a GPS mount on the top of it with high definition cameras pointing to the sides and back, and they basically drive down the street and they take pictures, and it just populates right behind. I took a ride in the truck, and he has a laptop in there, and you can see the line drawn as you drive, and the pictures start to populate right behind it. And basically, this is something that is of great value to our emergency service people. And the photography is so high definition. You have fire hydrants, you have manhole covers. He's even said that you can see the numbered tags on telephone poles. Plus, you get the faces of 3D faces of all the buildings you drive by. You can actually calculate by clicking on the top of the building and the bottom and the sides, and calculate the area of the face of the building. So we're getting in process to be able to do something like that. But setting up the accountability, the account lines, and all those types of things to be able to account for everything was all new. So it was something that had to do a lot of phone calls to make sure that we were doing something that when we came in and were audited, that we could be accountable for the money. So our situation in Marion County is not the model. I think young man Tyler from the state tax department told me there's 20 counties now that have some sort of GIS. And but I think that one of the things that we've run into is the fact that there is not a model. Fortunately, we do have some resources as state GIS chair for the assessors. I like to establish Kurt as a great resource. I've given Craig's name out on a few occasions, that, not to his knowledge, but you know, as resources for people who want to do this stuff. You'd be surprised when you talk about what Rob was talking about. We initially started to do RFPs. You're getting in a technical document. I didn't know anything about it. I was fortunate that Jeff was knowledgeable about those things, but we were assisted by companies in being able to write the type of specs to get what we wanted to get. And we did the question and answer session with the vendors, so we could get that all out of the way. We didn't want to be in, you know, along the way, and then people keep on calling. What about this? We had a session that they could answer questions, so everybody had an opportunity, a fair opportunity, to be able to understand what we were asking for. And I think that's a critical part of that. We set up a grading system to grade people, the vendors that came in, and we were actually fortunate at the time we did it, because it was the economy was, you know, pretty bad then, and we lucked out and got a good deal for what we got. So, but basically, that's what you face at a county level. Like I said, right now, it's my interest that this information is proprietary to the county. This is where Tony and I, you know, lock horns a little bit. You know, in a perfect world, I guess it would be nice to have this out there free for everybody. But right now, we wanted to have some sort of revolving money coming back into the program to be able to support for what we're doing. Not only, you know, Jeff's office, but take supplies to print stuff out, have computers and all that kind of stuff, and it's very costly. So basically what we've set it up is by subscription. And of course, you know, we're dealing with folks from the Marcellus Shale development in our county. So these folks are from Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana, where they have access to all that information. One of the things we're particular with, that we've locked horns to, is shape files. We do not give shape files out. And that comes from having a bad experience or experiences. And until we can get in a position where we can trust people with our information, we even looked on the internet the other day on eBay, somebody was selling tiles of Mannington District in Marion County for $12 from Arizona. I mean, that's the information from Marion County. They were selling them on eBay. So until, you know, we can get in a situation where we can be assured that that we don't have that, then, you know, we're gonna stick to holding on to this information. We'd like all the agencies to have it. One thing that we've done at the local GIS committee is created an intergovernmental agreement and an MOU. And my friends from the Mapping and Addressing Board were kind enough to give me some drafts on those, which we fashioned them to fit our own needs in Marion County. But basically, you know, if we hand this information over to an entity that signs that, we make them responsible and liable if that information should have to get out. And you know, that's something that I feel very strongly about, is that you know, people taking our information and turning around and selling it for a profit. So right now that's the way that goes, but I'm working with Tony and the other folks to try and work out agreements to where we can be sure that you know, things are secure, and we can provide this information to those folks that need it the most. One of the things that we do in our intergovernment agreement, anytime that the entity creates a product that would be beneficial to the county's GIS layer, that comes back to the county at no cost. So we have given this information to the city of Pleasant Valley, saved them about $12,000. They were going to do aerophotography, had a vendor, a surveying company that was going to do work for them. We already had the information. They signed an agreement. We got it done, saved them $12,000. Now they participate in our GIS program by putting $2,000 in annually that their city council has passed. So every year we're getting $2,000 into that, and they have access to information. That's our interest. One of the things that I try to mostly, and I know you all, I hear Esri, the name Esri, all the time. Folks, that's not economical for us at the county level. We can't afford seats, two or three seats of Esri. I looked at $32,000. We can't do that. We've looked at Enterprise, so we've gone and gone to a different vendor that has something more economical that we've used as a platform, and we're using that. But you know, when we started looking at getting the seats we needed for Esri products, it was not cost efficient. When you get onto a smaller scale, Marion County is about the 10th largest county in the state. When you get on a smaller scale, it becomes even more or less cost efficient. So what I've tried to do as chairman of the state GIS committee for the assessors is look at ways that we can get a product that would be more cost efficient for people that struggle with funding. And we've tried to do that. We've even blazed a trail on that. Jeff and them have worked out bugs for software that we've gotten, but we have something that's workable right now, to where we don't have to use Esri. And I look at Esri as an 800-pound gorilla, because everybody is they're the corporate partner. You know, the company worked with Mapping, you know, that did our mapping project. They were corporate partners with Esri. But, you know, $32,000 or $50,000 every 3 years for an enterprise system, that's just out of bounds for us. So cost is very, very important at the county level. But my interest is to continue, as long as I'm in office, to try and find ways that we can help these smaller counties that don't have the funds, try and find them to be able to get GIS, which they need terribly for their development. We're fortunate in Marion County that we've been able to fund these ourselves. That's not the case in the majority of the counties. So those are some of the issues that face the county. And I'm by no means an expert in that, but this is kind of what we faced as we've developed this over the last 10 years that I've been in office. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Yes.
Jim, got a question. How efficient are you now from 2000 to 2010? How more efficient are you from changing your parcels and looking up data?
Well, first of all, the aerial photography, we used that SAMP photography in 2003. Now, you know, we have the new stuff. You know, the taxpayer, I probably don't look upon it that way, but we found buildings, lots of buildings that weren't listed. We're able to negotiate around property a lot better. We have different things in my office that we have to do, such as farm exemption. Somebody has 200 or 300 acres of farm and they say they have 50 acres of woods. We can actually go in and circle that. It calculates how many acres. We can calculate how much pasture. So the LIDAR gives you actually the forestry layer that we have there. So it's light years of change as far as that's concerned.
That's good.
Anybody
else?
Yes. No, so, I think you, by the way, you're doing a great job at Marion County. So, I'm really encouraged to see a lot of it. But to play devil's advocate, I'm going to side with Tony on this. Out of the last 10 years, you spent $750,000. How much of that money came from taxpayers?
All of it.
So what is your justification?
Marion County taxpayers.
So if I was a resident of Marion County, can I get access to the data?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Within reason. And the commission said that in you know, we've negotiated everything with the county commission. They've given Jeff and I great leeway in maintaining the information and making, you know, decisions. But one of the things that they stressed, if a person, an individual, comes in and wants their own information, that we give it to them at no cost. So if they want aerial photography or appraisal information on, you know, their particular parcel, then they are entitled to that at no cost.
How often do you update your appraisal? Every 3 years?
Pardon?
How often do you update that information?
The appraisals?
Yeah.
We're on a 3-year cycle. So we do. We have 22 taxing districts in Marion County, so we do a third of those each of the 3 years. We actually can maintain them. You know, if something changes, such as a sale, we can do it annually. But basically, as far as doing the canvassing, we do that door-to-door once every 3 years. We don't have permitting in Marion County, which is a great interest. So we have to rely a lot more on aerial photography and stuff like that, where we found where people built stuff that we haven't, you know, they didn't report to us. But basically, we update information as people, you know, supply it to us. We have 3 municipalities that permit, that we get the permits off of, so we're up to speed with those particular people. But information stays pretty fresh. You know, one of the things that we looked at, that I hope nobody works respect for anything here, but basically we were giving them our information and they were selling it back to us. I mean, that made no sense to me. And the county clerk uses their books in her room down there. Well, we had a wireless drop down there. We have all these folks from the Marcellus Shale development. They've got laptops. They can sit down there and open their laptop and access the information that we have, aerial photography, LIDAR, whatever they want, from down there. Those spec print books are destroyed. I mean, they've literally torn them apart. And our record books are becoming torn apart. So we're in the process of getting the digital copies of land books. So, but one of the things that that there's a great interest of the Marcellus Substance Shape. And then we just had a few bad experiences. And, you know, when our trust gets back up, then maybe we'll let those things back out. You know, Tony had talked about the taxpayer, and I understand fully about that. But again, what we're trying to do is create a product for people to be able to use overall, not just the Marcellus people, but overall that you know, has a lot of stuff to offer. We're trying to work with the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Forestry, for any kind of layer that they can do for Marion County to bring into that, and then we'll allow people to have certain access to it. But it costs money, and right now, we're just using this system to be able to generate some funds to be able to maintain this system. And in order to do that, if we let all the information out, then that's all shot. So right now, people are more than willing to pay the subscription fees to have access to this information. So until that goes away and we have to go another route, that's kind of what we're going to do right now. Some other counties may feel different. Yeah, Craig.
You know, as far as the maintenance issue, and, you know, your long-term goal about this being an infrastructure kind of a project, has there been any discussion in the county about whether it's the 911 fees or your tax revenue, whatever, about taking a certain percentage of that and using that to help fund the long-term maintenance? Or
well,
just so scraps right now that they have to use every available cent?
I don't think it's being strapped, but they're cautious. You know, I know with the county commissions, they've been proactive because, like I said, this Marcellus, they need water, so don't the mines. So they were instrumental in getting fire hydrants put in because the city of Fairmont just extended their water lines 12 miles out to the Mannington area, and the commission got fire hydrants in. Of course, one of the commissioners is from that area, and he sees this potential development of this Marcellus. You know, the next five to 10 years is going to be significant. So that infrastructure is going to become more and more important for those folks. But as far as finding another means of generating funds to support this, not at this point. It's taken us so long to get this set up. I mean, I've called the auditor's office. I had to meet with the auditor that does my county to show them how we're going to account for the PayPal. I mean, it's a, you know, and I'm an assessor on the side, by the way. So, I mean, this is another job that I put a lot of time in that really is away from my regular legal duties in my position. But I have an interest in seeing the GIS development go through. I know the benefits of it, and that's kind of what drives me.
Because you have a good track record, you could probably start to show a return on investment. I don't know if you guys have done any kind of internal analysis like that. But and as far as models, when I look at like Ohio and North Carolina and New York, the states that I see as having good models, that they self-fund their programs.
Right.
And part of that is because they have a pool of money, whether it's from tax revenue or the 911 fees that have been specifically set aside either at the county level, you know, for resolution, or at the state level through state law. So, look, you know, we're going to devote X amount of dollars to specifically keep this program up to date. And I'm just wondering.
That's my next step. I would like to find some kind of mechanism to be in. I think that comes under the cooperation and soliciting, you know, money. 911 has access to a lot of grants. The sheriffs obviously have access to grants. The assessors were not so fortunate in that kind of grant. We have evaluation fund, which we can use if you have any money in it. Mine's getting slimmer and slimmer as you go along. But basically, that has been the funding mechanism. I funded a lot of the infrastructure development in the office out of the valuation fund, building the redundancy up for the servers and paying costs to get that out. Now the county commission's taken over that when Jeff became the GIS coordinator, which is a new position, and he has his own budget, and they've been putting more money into the system itself because there's other agencies that are going to benefit by it, other than the assessor's office.
But you did say that you explicitly took part of the valuation fund.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah. Why are other counties maybe not doing that?
Well, it depends on what kind of situation you're in. I mean, the valuation budget can vary in a lot of instances. What's happening in mine, until Jeff moved over to the county commission, is that as costs go up for health care, everything goes up, it starts taking your fund money away. And you have to set aside money out of that valuation fund for GIS development.
I just don't think they want or feel the need to do it.
Some of them don't. I mean, some of them are apathetic towards it. And
but there are a number of counties using their valuation fund for mapping.
Yeah.
And
so
you'd be surprised.
And like I said, depending on how much money you have, that depends on how much you put forth in that. In my case, I started seeing the benefits of it early on, so I started feeding it, as we went along.
Some of them need that money just to fund day-to-day operations.
Right.
Right. Yeah, some use it for,
appraisal.
Pay wages.
I have appraisers and the mapping department on that fund.
Well, I always thought the wireless fee was something that could be applied to that. Kanawha County's, they're thinking about raising their fee, only to stipulate that X percent of that is going to be used to help fund the addressing and maintain the mapping.
Well, that's something that's an avenue.
That could be worked into the legislation. Doesn't require that.
I think at the county level, we look towards the state and trying to get money, and vice versa. it's that way. And I think it's the more that occurs, I think, the more cooperation and the more involvement between the two entities, I think it'll come about and we'll have a good product. But, when you go out and do it yourself, when you fly and do those types of things, it is costly. If we could get it done on a state level, I think it'd save us all a lot of money. So,
well, Jim, you've done a lot in the last 10 years, with your mapping program, and you're ahead of a lot of other counties. Where do you see yourself in 10 years from now?
I see myself in a tiki, sitting on a beach, sipping on
5 years. 5 years. 5 years.
I would like to
have competed.
I think in 5 years, I would like to see all the agencies would have submitted information. I would like to have the GIS website incorporate the entire county site. See, right now there are two separate sites. So I'd like to see the county site come under the GIS website. So you hit the GIS website, you have links to all the other agencies. Getting information off of them is going to be a key. That's what Jeff and I are doing now. We're going to Board of Education, public service districts. We've scanned all the maps for the public service districts with the exception of two in Marion County. We got all our maps scanned. He goes to their meetings. We've been to different agencies to try and get them to provide us with their information in a format that we can put on the system. We haven't approached any state agencies yet, but the information we have can be valuable to them. Like I said, we have the tree layer. You can do soil studies, with the LIDAR, flood plain management. It's endless. So in 5 years, I'd like to see where the information is more open and we have a dedicated funding source that keeps the maintenance up and allows us to gather more and more information. It's a growing, breathing thing, and we want it to be the best site that we can make it and stay in the confines financially that we can be accountable and the public is happy with what we're doing. Yes.
I didn't know if maybe Connor would be able to help answer this or something. I noticed on the newsletter, Tony had mentioned a new business plan for cadastral data.
Well, I know we need to relook at the standards. And Jim was a chair of the Tax Map Advisory Committee. That comes under the commission that oversees the make sure they're uniform rules and regulations for the tax maps and the sale of maps. And a lot of those rules were written in 1990, and there's nothing in there for electronic. There's nothing in the state code about electronic and the monitoring. So we went through this process. About 4 years ago, and we did have some success, but then we had the Seneca lawsuit, and so we need now is the time to go back, and we need to look at there's a one rule, the procedural rule, that has to do with how you make the assessors make the surface tax maps, those products. We need to look at the tax map sales, which never got through. There's nothing there about electronic, and in state code, there's nothing about electronic. And we need to look also there's monitoring forms. Assessors are monitored on their maps, making sure they're creating their maps, whether it's done manually or electronically. There's certain cartographic design and content. They have to have all that in cartographic specifications. And then and then make sure things are current. I mean, some assessors are doing a great job of keeping their parcels up and their maintenance up to date, but there are some counties behind. Yeah. And then we're also looking at training. I think that's an aspect of it. I don't think there's any program right now, and this is where WVAGP, I think, can assist, is with helping the assessors, the newly elected assessor, or the mappers with some kind of, there should be some kind of program. One for like for assessor level, where they have a good overview of how what's required, and then there's something more technical, right, for the mappers.
Like an IOA course or something.
Well, we're looking for anything, so that would be something we need to put together some materials, and we should have something at least once a year, I would think.
Well, that's one thing that's probably weak at the county level in regards to assessor's office. There's never really been put a lot of emphasis put on the mapping part of it. Some assessors are apathetic about it. As long as it's up to speed for what they have to do statutorily for their job, they're okay with it. They're not, although the valuation fund stipulates in it that you can use money from that fund for GIS development, it's not mandatory. So that's something that we never did. We have an annual meeting every year. That should be a time also for the mappers to meet and share information. I think one thing this group does here and will continue to do, number one, it's a resource. The other thing, as I talked about, that I feel is a strong point, is education. I believe, if you want a better product, you have to have people that have to understand what needs to be done to get that better product. So what this association is doing is offering training to allow people to get educated in order to understand what ultimately we need. So that's something on the assessor side that hasn't been done, but the focus is getting more and more. People are realizing that this parcel data layer is becoming more and more important, and that you really can't sit back and just float. And Kurt comes from Mon County, and they've had a real struggle down there. They needed GIS 10 years ago when I started this to handle their development that they've got going on, and now they're struggling to try and get things together. No disrespect, but they're struggling to try and get it together, and it's difficult after the fact. So that's something I think that we can work on, is trying to get the assessor's offices more involved. The state does some of the mapping, I think, still too, for certain assessors of small ones. I think the state, still does their mapping. So,
when is the best time to do the training? Should it be done with the annual conference? But the mappers don't usually attend the annual, or some do. But
well, they don't make arrangements for it. But that's something that probably should be something that would be nice to do.
Are you talking about like showing somebody how to do a parcel split? I think when you talk about education, and you need to be commended for the way you're approaching this. You and I may disagree on what should be public or not public, but from a countywide perspective, which is how you've looked at it, I think that's where the education needs to be with the county commissioners and the assessors themselves to show them the benefit countywide. I mean, there's a benefit to the assessor's office, but the big bang for the buck is a countywide GIS. I mean, that's really where, you know, you get the most payback for all this work. And, you know, I've been traveling around the state now for many, many years.
Centuries,
thank you. And, you know, I know the pay. I mean, you know, there's people that don't even know why. And then once they get their GIS maps, they just want them to look like the old MicroStation maps or the old AutoCAD maps. And they don't know why. How come this parcel's not on this map anymore? Well, it really wasn't there. And, you know, so, I mean, there's just a... After all this time, there's still that gap there where the legislators, you know, Senator Seipold understands, but everybody else there at the legislature, I don't know if they understand any of this stuff. The county commissioners, I'll get a new presentation, and you might as well be spotlighting deer. I hope there's no county commissioners in there. But I think that's where the education needs to be to make this stuff, to really make it work in this state.
Some of the things, too, that, you know, Jeff and I have come across and tried to develop cooperation between agencies is people are threatened. They're threatened by, you know, possibility of losing their job because you become more efficient. I mean, that's what this stuff does. It helps you streamline procedures. You can look at something on a computer and come up with conclusions about stuff. And, you know, I think some people are threatened by that. And what we're trying to avoid in Marion County is duplication of effort, because the more you're able to pool the money together, the less you have to go to one certain entity to try and get, you know, funding from them. So, you know, the fact that the sheriff gets some grants, 911 gets grants, you know, we have some money in the valuation fund, the commission. You put that as a cooperative effort in there, then it's not so painful for a particular entity. And I think that is what we're trying to do, is develop relationships right now with these particular agencies to, upgrade their information. Now, the Board of Education is still working off of paper maps for their bus route. I mean, it's 2010. We went to them two and a half, three years ago and said we could do something for them, and they're still working on paper maps. So until you get that mentality changed to get people to understand what this could do, but then maybe those guys that do those paper maps, they lose their job. So it's a double-edged sword. So, but that's what we're trying to continue to do, is to try and fashion. He takes out PowerPoint displays, and we try and focus it particularly towards an agency, and say this is what you can do. This is what we need you to do with your information to get in a situation where, you know, we can put it on this site. We develop a password for them; they can access that information, and. You know, we've developed security for it. There might be some sensitive information that certain people shouldn't be allowed to see, like law enforcement does something on there, and we try and set up. Now, that doesn't guard against hacking. People can hack in to government agencies, but we try and secure the information. But that's basically what we're doing right now. We've got it up and running enough to where we can start approaching people to try and get them to get whatever information that they use in their office in a format that we can put on the system to hopefully help make their jobs easier. Yes?
What sorts of problems do you have with giving out shape files? People changing them?
Yeah, and turning them in and saying it's theirs. Or this is how the map should look. And we've had two or three situations where they've turned their shape files in and said, your map's wrong. And, you know, when you don't have a plat, you know, original plat on the property, it's your word against theirs. And, you know, typically, you get out of the districts with maps, you know, we're not sure where some of the lines are anyway. Jeff moved to parcel one time 2 miles down the road. We got information. Somebody finally did a survey, and we found that this parcel was 2 miles down the road. So what happens is most of our development for Marcellus is in the districts. And they get their shape files, and they start manipulating them, and then they come in and they pass that off as real. So we're less likely to hand that stuff out right now.
Do you treat the shape files differently than you do the tax maps? In other words, you don't report part of the money that you sell from the shape files to the state?
We don't sell the shape files.
Well, you sell the subscription.
Not the shape files.
That was a different
story. You give part of the subscription money to the state.
He's talking about...
You mean like the courthouse?
Yeah, your
courthouse agreement.
But there's not really any kind of rules or regulation based on that at this point in time.
We sell, if we give a paper grant out, part of the money goes to the state.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's what this new advisor committee is going to look at.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come up with something, because the rules right now, it's a...
We're working on the same rules as far as pay.
Yeah.
On the cost of mapping, we're working on what they used originally.
Yeah, so that's what the advisory committee is going to be looking at.
We created some financial rules for the mapping,
yeah,
and that we couldn't get a sponsor for it in the legislature. We were going to discount. If somebody bought an entire set of tax maps for a county, we were going to cut the price in half. But, you know, we come into play with the Courthouse Facilities Improvement Fund when you start manipulating the money aspect of it, and that becomes an issue. Now, what we've bypassed that right now for the time being is the fact that there aren't any regulations in place right now that deal with this GIS stuff. So when that comes around, and it'll come around,
yeah,
when they can see that they can get additional funds,
mm-hmm,
they'll probably put some kind of attachment to that, to whatever we're selling. Would be my guess.
What is the fees that you charge, the subscription fee?
They vary.
Idea.
Parcel data layer, the IES is 5. The IES is the integrated assessment system. That's our appraisal system. $500 a year. And then it varies. We fashion the subscriptions according to what people need. Some people need the aerophotography. Some people only need the parcel layer and the assessment roll, so we fashion that accordingly. I mean, there's no real scale to go by because nobody really has set stuff up, so
yeah,
we've gone and done it on our own.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering what.
Nobody's downloading anything, right? They're just viewing and.
Yeah, they're just viewing.
Just doing.
Yeah. So that's all they can do during with the subscription.
Yeah.
They can't PDF or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask this. Do you have a target? Do you have a target percentage of how much cost recovery as opposed to solid?
Not at this point. Not at this point.
How many subscriptions have you sold?
None.
That's
what I said. We're waiting for the website to come up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've had difficulty in the company.
But you anticipate that you will sell?
Oh, we've had a lot of people that are ready to go.
Okay.
We got to get the website up and... We're actually 2 months behind with that. So, but
okay,
that's
what I've requested in the last month.
Okay.
For full data sets, probably in the area of $1,000 to $1,200 for each person.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them want multiples as well. And we're going to try to do like a discount. If you want to buy access for 3 or 5 people, it might be half price or something like that.
Okay.
Are those the companies?
I'm sorry?
Are those the companies or individuals that are representing...
Yeah, for
Marcel, companies,
if oil and gas company would want, let's say, 5 people to be able to access at the same time, it'd be a discounted price versus if it was just one access password type scenario. There's no reason to beat up one company just because they want to have multiple sessions or whatever, so,
And like I said, we're blazing the trail. We don't have anybody to look at that's even doing this stuff.
We sell our website subscription in Fayette County.
Do you?
Yeah, $150 a year. You get the IS data for free.
Aerophotography?
And then you get, for the $150, you get the map viewer with
aerophotography.
Aero imagery and IS data.
Did you say you all fly your own aerophotographer, or you purchase that?
No, we purchased that. Yeah, we bid it out.
Okay.
Yeah. We did that in 2009.
We sell theirs on the web, too.
Well, both counties have, you can get a little bit. You can get basically like land book stuff for free.
Yes, sir.
And then if you go to the maps, then that's where you got to have
the
username
and
password.
Well, we're trying to work with the county clerk to get, they're digitizing all their deeds. So we're trying to get with her to, get that on there. Lawyers like to look at deeds. But we're just trying to piecemeal it together and trying to get people in a position where they can put information on. Yes.
Okay.
You mentioned that some people were, that you had given in the past, that you had given shape files to, edited them and gave them back to you and said that this wasn't right. Were those primarily brokerage companies or individuals?
They were individuals representing,
representative
of companies. And like I said, of course, we've been through the Seneca situation where the tax department gave all our stuff away at no cost. So, you know, the trust level is very nil right now in that regard.
I've got a technical question on that. Are you serving this out on the database? Are you doing a geodatabase to serve this data, or are you managing all this through shape files in a folder structure?
What it amounts to is we use MapGuide Enterprise, and we use the SQL Server as the hard end. Since you can use the free version of it and use the AutoCAD map to link into it, you can use that as your spatial scenario.
So that should help with security a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Since it's all...
Yeah, we've got it nailed down. It's kind of password protected in about three different types of scenarios. So it's virtually impossible for someone to get into it, back the data out. But I don't want to say it's impossible because there's a lot of people out there that's kind of like their life's goal is to do things of that nature.
It's their job.
How about WikiLeaks for assessors?
Yeah.
Well, I had a case 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's, you know, like I said, it came down to a trust issue, you know, quite frankly, you know, that level of trust, you know, I think even the mapping and addressing board had somebody take our information to make a website out of at one point in time. So, you know, at some point, we'd like this stuff to be out there free. And again, that's the GIS purist. That's the maximum goal. I would hope maybe in 5 years we find a funding source that allows us to do that. Because I'm not in that situation. I'm not, you know, against that. Right now, initially, you know, to be able to handle different things. As we get off the ground with this, you know, we're looking to fund it ourselves right now. So.
Have you ever, some of the brokerage companies that are interested in Marcellus Shale area, have they approached you recently, like asking for shape files? Have you ever...
Today.
Okay, have you ever talked to them about, we'll give you this shape file since you're going to go out and do this research, you know, and kind of hold hands with them, and then they give you back modified information?
Well, we haven't come to that particular level of trust yet. But, you know, we're talking
about... Is that because of your bad experience?
I've gone by experiences that other people have had, too. You know, not everybody gives the shape files out. And, until things change a little bit, like I said, Jeff's talking to people all the time with Marcellus.
I'm sure he is.
They want the shape files. They want the shape files, and... you know, we'll see how it works out.
I was just curious, why can't you sign a confidentiality agreement?
Who's going to hold their feet to the fire?
Well, I'm sure he is.
Who?
As soon as they give
who will hold their feet to the fire?
As soon as they give the data out.
Well, you already said that you went out on eBay or something.
That wasn't our information. They got somebody else's and put it out there.
I have all the faith in the world in our prosecutor. He's not going to stand against 30 lawyers for a corporation.
See, once they get that information, it's out there. Same way with Seneca. Once they got it, it was out there.
But that was in it. I mean, yes, it's okay. I'm not taking up for them.
I'm just saying that point, we're working on that.
There weren't any rules in place for that. And that was kind of an anomaly that got solved.
It's also illegal to copy songs and DVDs and things of that
nature. They're doing it a million of them a day. Also, you have to be very careful about letting somebody else change your data. It's not recommended.
I'm not advocating any of that. I'm just kind of asking questions as a devil's advocate.
Sure.
Well, that's okay.
I've been on the other end of with the company I used to work for.
Well, we're working on things. This is all new for us. We're progressing. You know, we're having discussions, you know, we're trying to work, you know, to talk with the state to see what we can get done there. Because, you know, basically what we want is the best we can do for our county. And, you know, the state agency needs the information, such as Homeland Security, to respond better in our county. That's something we're interested in. The shape file thing is kind of a evolving thing right now.
Evolving and
we've got another meeting to go to. Thank you for having
Thank
me.
You.
Thanks, Jim.
We're down to new business. Okay, I go ahead and just stand up.
Okay.
Pay attention.
All right. Okay, does anybody have any new business they want to bring up today?
Any new business?
Anybody got any new business to discuss today? Okay. Anything for good of the order? Anybody want any more jokes before you leave? Okay.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Good. Everybody in favor? Any discussion? Anybody in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. There's coffee back there. If somebody wants to take a couple of jugs of coffee, would you go ahead? Or stay
did you put it in for your I need to turn that back on. I mean, turn that. Yeah.
Double check.
We'll bring it. We'll turn it back on.
I'm doing the report.